Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. Our usual round of phone calls to local fire and law enforcement show a fairly quiet Monday for the start of your week. The Eureka Fire Department does want to remind you about checking the batteries on any smoke detectors in your home. They advise doing that at least a few times throughout the year. Arnie Herskovic of SHN Engineers talked about the progress of American Airlines servicing the North Coast on the Talk Shop program last week. He says it's looking good.
Well, it looks very good at this point, I would say. Looks very, very good. I mean, the fact is they are scouting our airport out, is my understanding, and looking at, you know, where to set up and in services. And that's a very good indicator, among others. The county certainly has to come up with the final agreement, and I think that's being worked on, is handled. And, of course, it has to be ratified by the Board of Supervisors. But those things, all the planets are lining up very well at this point for American Airlines. They have the equipment ready to go, which is good. A lot of times you don't have the planes available. They have the jet service, you know, that will be available to us. They're already looking at dates, and that tells me.
The full Talk Shop interview with Herskovic can be found on the KINS website at KINS1063.com. This Thursday is the deadline for local candidates to report their campaign contributions. The results will not be posted online, but can be viewed at the County Registrar Office. Today, the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors proclaimed that next week will be Tsunami Preparedness Week for Mendocino. This proclamation was made 1 year and 1 day after the devastating earthquake and tsunami in Japan on March 11th, where thousands of Japanese citizens lost their lives, are still listed as missing, or were seriously injured in either the earthquake or the devastating tsunami that followed. A tsunami warning system test is now scheduled on March 28th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you're watching television between 11 to 8 on Wednesday, March 28th, expect to see a crawler at the bottom of the screen indicating that a tsunami warning has been issued, and hear a voice indicating that it is only a test. This is going to take place for those of you listening in Mendocino County. State Senator George Runner of the Board of Equalization called upon state lawmakers to limit fuel taxes Californians pay at the pump to the first $4 per gallon. According to the latest Energy Information Administrative numbers, California consumers are paying an average of $4.38 per gallon of regular unleaded fuel, the highest price anywhere in the continental United States. Only residents of Hawaii pay more. According to the American Petroleum Institute, California's gasoline taxes and fees average 67 cents per gallon, and are tied with Connecticut's as the second highest in the nation. California's diesel taxes average to be 75 cents per gallon, which is the highest in the nation. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Reporter Dan Squire covers the marijuana issue on Our Community. Here's Dan.
In this latest segment of Our Community, we take a look at medical marijuana, and this report will give a brief on the status of medical cannabis in Oregon. Voters approved the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act in 1998, and like California, the state set up a registry for patients and doctors who applied to be a part of the program. Currently, Oregon has nearly 60,000 patients on its medical cannabis rolls, and more than 2,000 doctors have been licensed by the state to distribute medical marijuana. Curry County has more than 750 residents on the registry, and across the state, doctors have prescribed medical marijuana to patients for a wide variety of ailments. The most common prescriptions are for those who complain of severe pain, while cancer patients and those with multiple sclerosis and other muscle disorders make up a sizable percentage. Oregon also declined the application of more than 2,000 others, and the laws do not cross state lines. In 2010, the Oregon Court of Appeals ruled that a medical marijuana cardholder from California was not entitled to protection from the criminal laws of Oregon if they did not possess a medical marijuana card from Oregon. And that's our latest segment of Our Community.
Thanks, Dan. Amphibian and Reptile Discover Day is back at the HSU Natural History Museum this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 40 species of living amphibians and reptiles from our local area and around the world will be on display. Short talks, classes, crafts, and other hands-on activities will also be part of the event at the HSU Natural History Museum. It's free admission, and that's this Saturday from 10 to 4. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.